Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from everybody at the World Record Podcast. This episode is a collection of clips from things that never aired for whatever reasons, short episodes, episodes that got locked in the vault and we forgot to take them out. So you're in for a treat, a smorgasbord, a Christmas feast. If you haven't already joined the Patreon, do it. That's the best thing you can do for 2023. $5 a month. Patreon.com/World Record Podcast. You get double the episodes. Every episode's at least 90 minutes long on the Patreon. And you get bonus stuff where you get to join live episodes. And you're part of a gang. Watch the videos. If you're not watching the videos, they're on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. That don't cost you nothing. And it helps us out. Anything you do to help out the podcast, we appreciate it because you guys are the only ones keeping us going. The Patreon's the only thing keeping us going. I know you hear some ads every now and then, that helps us a little bit, but mostly it's the Patreon. So if you like the show, $5 a month, that's 16 cents a day. Patreon.com/World Record Podcast, worldrecordpodcast.com. Buy some merchandise. Guys, have a happy new year and a Merry Christmas and all that. We love you. Here's to a very prosperous year for all of us. Enjoy this episode.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/world record today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/world record.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's me, B-Man Claus, and welcome to the year-end clip show of the World Record Podcast. It's been another exciting year, and thanks for all of the Patreon supporters and all the listeners out there and all the good little girls and boys and all the bad little girls and boys like Harvey Weinstein. Oh, well, let's not take up too much time. It's Christmas and I know you guys have a lot of presents to unwrap. So let's get started with our first clip. Our old pal Dave Waite came to visit us a while back when old Spam was giving birth to one of her kids. These are some scenes from Dave Waite Calls Your Mom. Dave Waite calls some people's moms. Check out the clips. Here we go. Take it away, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, is this Louisa?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brendan. I'm here with Dave.
Hello.
Extra. And cool.
You're Dave Waite. Your daughter Amanda gave us your phone number. And we're doing a podcast where we interview moms.
Did she tell you about this?
Okay.
Did she tell you?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, she told me.
All right.
Oh, okay, good. So you're not completely
surprised,
suspicious of us. Because we are...
No, she told me that you guys were going to be calling.
Full disclosure, we are going to try to sell you a bunch of crap.
No, that's not true. We're not.
I'm not allowed to talk to the moms. I'm going to hand it over to Dave. Dave's the mom interviewer, okay?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, does your daughter call you enough? How often does she call you?
We try to keep in touch every day.
Every day. See, now you're making me feel bad. I feel like if I call my mom like once a week, I've done a good job.
Well, boys are like that. I have a son that's 31 or 32 years old, and I call, he doesn't answer. I text, he doesn't answer. Hmm. Finally, I get an answer from his fiance. But boys are like that.
Wow. I'm not, I mean, the text is a little, did you guys ever have a falling out of any sort, or he's just kind of just doing his own thing?
No, he's just doing his own thing, I guess. We never had a fallout on anything, as far as I know, not on my part.
Hmm. Maybe should we get him on the line too and see if there's any problems? Yeah. But he probably won't answer a strange number. That would be, now how insulted would you be if he answered a strange phone number? Like, we could do a test where you call him, and then we call him. see if he blows
off.
Well,
right now he's supposed to be at work, so I don't think he's going to answer your call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I won't answer my dad's text, but he'll want to talk about stuff. I'm, you know, But my mom, I always get back to. I don't leave her hanging out to dry.
Yeah, I'll forget to.
You know, moms worry a lot.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I have a guess. Guess what? I had. This is Brendan. And do you remember the other guy's name?
I'm Dave.
Dave.
Dave? I remember Dave because I have a Dave at home.
Who,
so I'm like, Dave, who?
Is this a kidnapping situation, Lisa?
Who's the Dave you have at home?
Did you steal
it's
a Dave?
Amanda's brother.
Oh, Amanda's father. Okay.
Okay.
No, Amanda's brother.
Brother.
Oh, brother. Okay. Oh, so you still have a kid at home.
Right, we do.
How old's this one?
He's 24.
And does he reply to your text? I guess he's right there all the time.
Yeah, David's better than Steven is, for sure.
All right.
Oh, somebody's got a favorite.
All right, we got a little breaking,
apparently, according
there.
To Amanda and Steven, David is my favorite, yeah.
And would you agree with them?
No.
You love them all equally?
I love them all equally. I try to do the same for all of them. I was a little bit more strict with Amanda, I have to admit.
Because she's a girl?
That's correct.
And you don't want her to get herself into...
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you. Oh, no. It's fine. I'll talk to you Monday. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Sorry. I'm at work. So the doctor's like, are you okay? Because the way you walked out on me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then, I guess.
I mean, I feel like you answered our main question that I had about how often I should call my mom. And, you know, we don't want to take any more of your time up if you're at work. And
we don't want to get you. Will you get fired or do you want to talk a little more?
No, I'm fine. He left right now.
We can talk for a minute.
You know, I'm just sensitive to mom. I'm trying to put out some good energy to moms.
Yeah, we're trying not to get anybody fired here. I had a kid. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you. I just had a kid on New Year's Eve.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to get all day. You know, I'm here with two guys. Neither one of them congratulated me. I mentioned it.
I mentioned it five times.
I was like, there's a guy named Aaron over here. And then Dave's here. And I said it like five times. I was like, so, yep, new father over here. They just had a baby. And they're like, okay, so can you plug that thing in over there? And you give me a hand with this?
I'm very excited for Brendan. I think it's amazing that he's had another baby.
It's my first. Yeah, I have two kids, actually. So, and I don't.
Okay, so you're a pro at this already.
I don't. I have a three-year-old daughter, and now I have a zero-year-old son. And I got to say, I don't love them equally now.
You gotta see how it turns out.
I like the daughter more.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know this little weirdo.
You got to see
anyone. So is there anything that you'd like to, any stories or anything you'd like to tell, Louisa?
No, I don't think so. I mean, come up and then I remember certain things, I'll say a story. But for me to just come out and say stories to, like, strangers, no.
Or anything about, like, Dave has something. Okay.
I was thinking, you know, I think sometimes moms, people don't listen to them, right? And, if you were, they always say Mother Earth, and say you were Mother Earth for the day, what would you want the world to know? Or am I getting that? Did I articulate that?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm out of my mind?
No, I think.
As Mother Earth, letting people know what I feel?
Yes. Like if people could, if you could make everybody listen to a mom for the day, what would be the one thing you would impart to the world?
It's important to stay healthy. You know, so people really need to be, you know, healthy and be careful with what they do. And
talking about drinking, smoking, eating fast
food. Yeah, they have to be healthy, you know, try to keep. Yeah, I know that there's a balance with things, and just, I guess, you know, balance things out and don't do drugs. And
what about weed?
You're going to drink?
Does weed
drink
count?
Responsibly.
Does weed count,
weed?
Louisa? Yeah.
Well, if you ask my kids, I'm not into weed, so no.
You're not into weed?
I don't. No.
What
I'm
about
not.
Your kids?
That, yes, they are.
Steven's token up there. What's he do for a living there? Steven's the bad one, right?
What?
Steven's the bad one, right? He's your least favorite?
No, he's not bad. My kids are not bad. Steven's actually...
But Steven's your least favorite.
I consider him a big teddy bear.
You said he's your least favorite, though?
No, I didn't say he's my least favorite. All my kids are my favorite.
I know.
Don't
I'm just
really...
This is why they don't let me talk to the moms.
What?
This is why they don't let me talk to the moms, because I'm joking around too much.
Okay.
Well, we got a whole list of moms we need to get in touch with. We do appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I think we're going to call another mom. Is that okay with you, Louisa?
Do you want me to give you a mom to call?
Oh.
No.
We have a list.
We got a list. We just wanted to thank you, and we really appreciate it.
Go ahead.
And hopefully Steven will text you back. Maybe that'll be the real positive thing that'll come out of all this.
Maybe. He was supposed to pass by my job. He only lives a few blocks from my job. He was supposed to pass by to pick up something, and he didn't yet. So.
Jeez, Steven, man.
And now I think he's supposed to be at work soon, so I don't think he's going to come by the office today.
Well, we're going to unleash the power of the internet on Steven, so he's going to know to call you.
Yeah, do you know Steven's Twitter name? We'll just get him. We'll have Twitter do that. Do its that.
I don't know if he does Twitter. I don't know. I mean, I don't do Twitter. I don't know if my kids do. I'm sure they do, but I don't do it. So I do Instagram and I do Facebook.
I'm sure Amanda could help us out, right? She's the one that does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She sent me a... I can get all the dirt on your family from Amanda.
we'll follow up with her.
Yeah, we'll follow up with Amanda. Maybe we'll call you back once I have some juice. Once we have some informed questions to ask you, really give you the third degree.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Louisa, thanks for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Take care of yourself. Be helpful. I was going to try to keep her on by saying goodbye a bunch of times.
Don't do that.
What?
You don't need to harass moms.
See, this is why you should be in charge.
I thought that went pretty well.
It was okay, yeah.
I mean, she gave us some stuff. I mean, I feel like if Steven calls his mom a little bit more, then fuck it. That's cool, right? I mean, everything doesn't have to be hilarious all the time.
Yeah. I mean, how's that going to get Steven to call his mom, though?
I mean, if
if Amanda listens... No, but he's not going to call his mom. He obviously hates his mom.
You think he hates his mom?
No. I don't know. We talked to her for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But actually, it felt like an eternity to all the podcast listeners, because they're like, why aren't these guys fucking being crazier?
Well, should we have been crazier?
No. That's what I said. I'm not in the business of harassing moms. And you know what? This is our first time doing this.
It's our first mom exploration. Answer it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this a mom?
Yeah, this is mom.
All right.
Yes.
This is a mom, you said? So your name would be... What was it? Sorry, we have a list of moms, and we've been having trouble getting... people don't answer strange numbers anymore.
I know. Well, and I was watching for it, but I had turned my phone on silent. Called me this morning, so I've been watching. Yeah.
Now, does he call you enough? That's the first question.
I'm going to hand it over. This is Brendan, and I'm not supposed to talk to the moms because I'm too much of a smart mouth.
Go ahead.
What is this for? He just said someone was going to call and interview me.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Oh.
And Dave calls your mom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
And so okay. Dave's here with me. His full name is Affidavit. Wait. Because his parents got sued a lot. And
sounds like it.
My name's Brendan, the B-man, they call me. B-E-E-M-A-N, because I'm part B. I used to be, my origin story is I was an investigative journalist who uncovered a plot with beekeepers who were going to put mind control drugs in honey, but then they caught me and they filled my mouth with bees, sewed it shut, and then the bees became one with my system. So
I can see why knows you guys.
I'm so, and we don't know your son personally, so we can't whatever. We're not associated with him, so don't try to drag us down with whatever stuff he's involved in. So I guess I'll just hand it over to Dave.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, that's too loud. And he'll ask you some questions.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Now, my first question is, does call you enough? How often does he call you? Because I'm trying to get a range on what's the appropriate amount of times that I live away from my mom. I call her maybe once a week.
Yeah, I'd say once a week, either calling or texting.
Now, would you like it more, or is that enough?
Well, of course I would like it more, but I understand he's busy, and I'm busy with my job, so.
And
he lives in.
I'm going to play that noise. Oh, I'm sorry.
About 40 minutes from him, so we see each other a couple times a month, too.
You're 40 minutes away?
Yeah, about 40 minutes, yeah.
Couple times a month?
Yeah.
Seems like I feel like I'd see my mom more often if I was only 40 minutes away from her.
Oh. Well, it was. We would see each other more often, but with COVID.
Oh, that makes sense. You know, don't hit the buzzer noise for COVID.
I was buzzing COVID.
Oh, yeah. COVID, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever been in a helicopter?
That's a good question.
No, I have never been in a helicopter.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. A-Train, we go to therapy.
Yeah, we do. We love therapy. I think therapy is great. I go to therapy on my own. I have a therapist. I feel so much better after talking with her. And we go together as a couple, and it definitely helps us work through our issues. Helps us unload stress, helps us heal emotionally, helps with some anxiety and depression during these, difficult times.
These unprecedented times, therapy comes in handy.
Totally.
Especially if you're like in a rut and if you want to be a better problem solver or figure things out, just sitting in a room or saying it online over Zoom to somebody or on the phone if you don't want to see someone face to face, just kind of hearing yourself say things out loud helps you fix some problems.
Yeah. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/worldrecord today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/worldrecord.
Now, back to our program.
Have you ever been on a train?
Other than like at the zoo, no.
Wow.
Not like on a...
I didn't think like trains were that. You never taken the subway or I would say subways.
In Chicago, when I've gone, we don't have an underground train here or we do have a track system, but I don't ever use it. But when I've been in DC and stuff, yeah, I have taken the subway and trains and stuff there.
Where are you? What part of the country are you in?
We are in Utah.
Oh, yeah, there's no trains in Utah, except for like an Amtrak that goes through town.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you ever hop a freight train?
No.
No, I did not.
I don't know. I mean,
crossed my mind, but
how old were you when you had your son?
I was very young. I was 22.
22. That's not, you know what?
Yeah.
My mom was 20.
My mom was 20 as well.
Yeah, so I got young parents.
But we're from a different generation than I'm sure. How old's
he's 27. Mm-hmm.
We were just doing the math on how old you might be.
No, that's rude, Dave. Sorry, man.
We're not allowed to ask, but nobody ever said we can't do math.
Well, you're not much older than us. I'll say that.
I'm going to be next week. So,
oh, wow.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday. I'm glad we called. I mean, we wish you a happy birthday. That's exciting. Out here, we're in California. That's where we're at. And the big craze out here right now is oat milk. Have you had oat milk yet?
Oh, yes. My daughter buys all that stuff. She's a vegetarian, and so she doesn't she thinks she's vegan, but she's not. But
why do you slip beef into her salads?
No, but I do make spaghetti sauce with meat in it. Cook the meat in the sauce and then take it out and feed her the sauce.
Oh, how do you take it out? How do you take it out? Oh, like with a spoon with slots in it or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I just take out, like, I'll do, like, spare ribs or meatballs or whatever to cook my sauce. And then just scoop them on out and put them in a separate dish.
This is like a mom scandal.
She doesn't even know.
This is scandalous.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah. This is scandalous.
I know. Yeah, it is.
Now, is your daughter there right now?
No, I'm actually at work in my office.
Oh, what do you do?
But I came into work to get some stuff done.
And what's your business?
I am a of an elementary school.
No way.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
So you're like...
go ahead.
You're on a what?
No, Dave, you started to say something.
We're on a four-day work schedule because I'm in a rural town. Oh. And so... We don't work on Fridays, so because they have to travel for sports and stuff, and it's just too far.
Okay.
So we just go through Thursday.
And how's everything there as far as, are kids going to school, or is this a remote learning situation?
We are in class Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday's our remote learning day. So teachers are here. We work Thursday, but students don't come Thursday. We just do Zoom.
And when you say you do Zoom, that's not slang for cocaine or anything like that, just to clarify.
No, it's a meeting form.
Now, what's the thinking behind 3 days in person, 1 day remote?
To give the school 4 days to be able to go through and sanitize, deep clean really well, right, and let the building sit. 4 days, and as far as the playground equipment, having that sit for 4 days with nobody on it, just to sanitize.
Yeah. Okay. Makes as much sense as anything else, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all just learning. I just do what I'm told.
Yeah, that's what Dave does too, and I'm in charge of him.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now we'll be in a. And having your own, does it feel like you almost have to be a mom all of the time? I guess when you're a mom, you're always a mom, but especially having a job where you work with kids, it feels like that's like extra mom time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I don't mind it at all just because
you love kids.
Honestly, I like kids more than I like adults.
Well, in elementary school is a great. That's the sweet spot for being a teacher because the kids are cute and nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. They love you. And yeah, I love my job.
That's great.
Now, how many kids did you have?
But every now and then you just want, and pardon my French, but you just want to have a damn break every now and then.
Oh yeah. Right. I just got done with, we had 16 days off. For Christmas, this is our first week back, so it's been hell. I'm very tired and everything, but I was ready to come back, but I'm always ready for a break too.
Right. And so you guys do Christmas there, because we're in Los Angeles. There's a war on Christmas here. They stopped.
In a little town that our school population is 100% Hispanic, and we are a Spanish-speaking dual immersion school, so Christmas is very big here.
Yeah. Never mind. Probably be construed. I was going to ask about chupacabras or something.
No, don't ask her about this.
Don't ask. Is that rude to make a chupacabra joke?
I thought you
joke?
Wouldn't say damn because she thought she was, might be Mormon or something like that. But she might be.
I'm not Mormon, and I swear like a sailor, so
whoa!
You're good.
So not in front of the kids, though, right?
No. So, well... The other morning, my first day back, I step up on the curb, and it was a sheet of ice. It didn't look like it was icy, but it was. And I slipped and fell like a damn cartoon, landed on my back, and yelled the F word as loud as I could. Oh. And there were a few kids coming up the stairs from the bus, so I was like, oh, shit.
Those kids will remember that the rest of their life. They'll be like, yeah. I can't believe. Remember when said, fuck, that was crazy.
Exactly. I was just grateful our cameras weren't working because, oh, my God, they would have had a heyday with that.
That would have been good, though. That could have helped you financially.
Yeah, they would have put it on America's Funniest Video. Yeah.
America's Funniest Video, you win $1 million if you go all the way on that. That's a bleep sound. You should carry one of these. I carry this little pocket bleeper around. So whenever I go to swear, like, listen, damn it. See, it bleeps right over it. Damn.
Oh, yeah, it beeps right. You don't even hear it.
So Dave started to ask, too, how many kids do you have? Your son gave us your number, and then you have a daughter that you trick with your cooking. Yeah.
So I have is 27, is 24, and then 28.
You cut out on the last one.
Oh, is 20.
And is this the vegan?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you have a favorite?
Good question.
Well, no. I hate them all the same is what I tell them.
Oh, okay. But if you...
Or I do tell them individually that they're my favorite.
Oh, that's sneaky.
I love them. Like, they have different traits and qualities that I love about them that the others don't, you know? Each one is individual. Is that a politically correct answer for a mom?
I guess so. I mean, I feel like there is... I have... did I mention that I had a baby on New Year's Eve this
year? That's all he's talking about.
Oh, congrats. Congratulations. Is that your first one?
Nope, it's my second one. I have a 3.5-year-old daughter as well. And she's my favorite so far.
Yeah.
Because the...
Well, those first ones, I was just going to say, your firstborn, you always have that special connection with, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I get along with all my kids, and I love being with them all.
Well, I don't know this new one very well yet. He's a week old.
Only a week. What's his name?
Washington.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
actually, it's
name.
Not. It's not. I lied. My daughter came up with the name Washington, and I really wanted it, but my wife will not let us name the baby Washington. So
that's. In all my years in education, I've never had a Washington.
That's why I want it. But we named him Miles.
Well, that's a good name, too.
Not as good as Washington, though, right?
Yeah, you could hear the letdown in her voice.
I should have just stayed with...
You should have had her lobby your wife about...
As a teacher, the certain names that you were like, oh, hell no, I will never name that kid, my kid that, if I loved the name.
What's the craziest name you've heard in your years of education? Just the first name.
Oh, well, this one always sticks out to me, and I have two. This one is just, the name was Michael, but they spelled it M-Y-C-O-L.
Wow.
And that annoyed the shit out of me so bad.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, we had a little kindergarten, and her name was Araya, A-R-Y-A, Araya, and then her middle name was Sunshine.
Araya.
I was looking at the enrollment. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yep, Araya Sunshine.
Jeez.
She was a ray of sunshine, though. So
that's not bad. You know, I'm all for... I shouldn't have given away because I'm going to keep it going publicly that the kid's name is Washington. So
I think it's pretty cool.
I mean, I feel like if you say it enough on the podcast, maybe you could still win this battle.
Well, we called him. We asked our daughter the other day, and I made a little video of it. I said, hey, Marley, her name is. I said, do you know... I said, what's your do you know what your little brother's name is? And she said, I don't know.
No.
Because we, well, when you have a new baby, I feel like you very rarely refer to them as their name when you're talking.
No,
you know, you're just like the baby.
Uh-huh. That's true.
And then we'll be calling him Baby Washington.
Awesome.
She doesn't know, you know, it hasn't really sunk in. Aaron had a baby. Aaron's here too.
Yep.
He's on his phone looking at videos. But Aaron had a baby last month.
Yeah, December 7th.
Gary would have to be a weird name for a baby. Oh, there's Gary. It's a grown man's name.
What is that short for something?
No, I don't. Aaron, is Gary short for something?
No.
Do you call your baby by her name a lot, Aaron?
No, I call her baby.
Yeah. See? So it's not just us. Start calling her Washington. We'll get it started. We'll do the first two first name Washingtons.
Male and female.
Yeah, male and female. So that way it won't be gendered.
I bet there's some historians that have named their kids Washington.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I could do some research on that. So is there, you know, it would be really nice if we could get your daughter on the phone and you let her know that you put meat in her sauce.
We can't bust up a mom conspiracy.
I'm not trying to, yeah. I do feel like, and I'm not judging you. It's the last thing I ever want to do is judge a mom. But I do feel like that's a little wrong.
She loves it.
But I guess it's, yeah, you got to take what you can get, especially during COVID. Because I'm sure you can't go out to the bars every night like you used to.
Oh, yeah, the bar scene in Utah is wild.
You can't get a drink past 1 a.m. here in Utah.
Oh, boy. Well, that's not bad. 1 a.m. It's good to be cut off, you know?
I guess.
All right.
Just drink at home, Dave.
Not on school nights too?
Movie day. That's what
I always heard when teachers get
drunk, and that's why they show movies.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that. So when teachers are hungover, they'll show like a movie, right?
No, we can't. We don't do movies.
Really?
No movies? Man, we had that big metal TV thing they would wheel in and be like, they'd be like, the school had one TV and one VCR, and they would like shuffle it around.
They were secured.
Oh, that was the best day ever when you'd see that coming in.
Yeah. So are you, what's your marital status? Is your husband?
I am divorced. We've been divorced a few years, but we're very close, and he just lives down the street. We're still married. We just don't live together. We get along much better that way. But we were married for 26 years, I think.
That's a successful marriage.
That's a good run.
Oh, yeah. You were together longer than you were. Is he the same age, essentially?
I think he's 3 years older than me.
Okay. Oh, you think? Wow. You're really getting...
Well, you know, as you get older, you're like, how old am I now?
No reason. There's no reason to count anymore after. What's that?
But I feel like I've been 47 for 3 years. I always say, I'm 47. And then one day I said that, and someone's like, no, you're 48. I was like, oh, shit.
You're ready for Hollywood. That's what everybody does out here. Everybody lies about their age in Los Angeles.
Chelsea, okay, I'm going to give you. Do you know who Chelsea Handler is?
I freaking love Chelsea Handler.
Okay, do you want to take a guess on how old she is?
I know. She's probably 45 or 46.
I think she's 50.
No, I looked up, it's her, if you look up her Wikipedia, it says she's 43, I think.
Come on.
Just like, that's a decade off.
She's been...
No. Oh, she's like 5 years younger than me, I think, because I follow her a lot. I have for years.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, it says 45.
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
I feel like she's got to be over 50, right?
She's been like famous for so, like.
Not that long. I remember doing a show. Either way, before. Maybe she's been like kind of famous for 20 years.
Yeah.
No, not 20.
Maybe 15.
Maybe 15.
Because when did you start on E? That was probably almost 12 or 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Chelsea Lately.
I don't know. Well, she dated 50 Cent, the rapper.
Yeah, she brags about him a lot too.
Yeah. So what's your, are you on the dating scene now?
Not really. Yeah. I was seeing a guy for a while, but then we broke up.
Oh, okay.
There's really no place. I'm in a little town. They're all Mormon. I'm not going to get hooked up with some damn Mormon. No offense to Mormons, but I lead a different lifestyle than they do.
Right.
And I live in the town I grew up in.
Okay.
And so you know how that goes. I'm not going to date anyone I went to high school with. Not
well, that isn't that the basis of a lot of movies where
Hallmark movies.
Hallmark movies.
Yeah,
where it's like the
some
love
stranger
of your life.
Comes to town and now,
yeah, no, not a stranger.
I think sometimes a stranger comes to town. It depends on which Hallmark movie you're watching. The Christmas ones, maybe somebody does reconnect with their old flame from high school.
Yeah, like the guy who you thought was the biggest idiot in high school. Maybe it's time to reevaluate him.
Yeah, who is pretty much still idiots who were in high school. So right. I'm like really close to my friends from high school. We all still have a really close group, and so no, I'm not going to hook up with any of those idiots.
Now ever. Is this like
I can't believe a mom is saying hook up. That's so scandalous to me.
She's not. She's like our age.
Yeah, that's true. I know, but there's still just a mom energy, don't you think?
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I could see you transition once you start talking about your kids. You just had dad energy about you. I was like, this guy's a dad, bro.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it just happens, you know.
I mean, you used to be like punk rock and all that sort of stuff and a cool cat.
But I'm not cool anymore?
Man, you're half cool. I could see it slipping away. You have another kid. It's gone.
Well, we're not having any more.
You better get a vasectomy.
That's really the hard thing about being a mom is you lose that. Like, even when you are still in your 20s and you're a mom, I always just felt like, because I was, you know, I was pretty cute and popular and stuff. And then when you become a mom, it's just, you're a mom. All that's gone.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
But that's different for it's different for dads.
Yeah, because nobody knows. You're not.
I feel like moms, there's something that biologically happens to your brains. Because I know my wife is, she's more of a mom now than she was before. Does a lot of weird mom stuff.
Such as?
Is that saying weird shit? You know, like where you're like, what? Did you just say?
Did she start buying more of those inspirational posters?
No, I mean, she's not at that stage yet. I mean, she's young, you know, she's younger than me and we're but she's, yeah, she'll have like,
laugh,
she'll have
learn,
like a wine
love.
O'clock thing. Do you have, okay, now here's a good question for okay. Do you have any of those Target style? Do you have any art that is a saying about wine or, you know, happy being happy and stuff like that? You know what I mean.
Not at home. I do have some inspirational shit in my office, but not at home.
I like how you balance it out by saying the S word. After,
oh, sorry.
No, it's sorry. Okay. You could say whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're not, we could say whatever the fuck we want.
Thanks for that beeper.
Well, I, you know, maybe we can, maybe we'll revisit you. This is the first time that we're doing the mom calling thing.
The momisode.
The momisode, Dave calls it. Dave's a stand-up comedian, so he's constantly trying to crowbar his act into a casual conversation.
My fault.
He's got a whole momisode chunk. So I'm just kidding.
What is your podcast name?
It's called the World Record Podcast. Don't listen to it. It's well, I usually do it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said probably has sent me a link to it because he sends me all kinds of shit that he listens to.
Okay.
Because we have very similar
personalities. Hey, Mom, I think you would like this.
You would, you know, we make a lot of like crank phone calls. I usually do it with my wife. But, you know, we have a new baby, so she's not here. So it's just me and Dave now. Now I'm stuck with Dave. But you know, I guess if you say that, if you say you guys have the same sense of humor, then maybe you will like it.
Yeah, I probably will, because we like to listen to and watch the same things.
Oh, good. So, you know, I'd say, yeah. What episode, Aaron, what episode would you recommend? I go Ted Danson just off the top of my head.
Yeah, Ted Danson, Fika Walk, yeah.
Okay. Ted Danson, yeah.
Like early on this episode, we try to call and figure out why, you know, jock straps. We try to figure out why there's no ass in the jock strap.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Why would they there?
Hold on, wait,
why
Dave, ask. Dave, say that again.
Yeah, I was just asking why there's no ass in the jock strap. Oh, what, you bleeped?
I bleeped ass. Oh. I mean, I bleeped ass. Yeah, right? Why not just have the cup? Why not just put a cup holder in a pair of regular underwear?
Exactly. And, you know, I used to have to sell jock straps.
Oh, shit. This is a big reveal. Oh, you better hit. Can we hit?
All right. Now we're ready.
It's like the high school football players would come in. My dad owned a sporting goods store in the town we grew up in, and it was really the only store in town, and so everybody shopped there, and my friends would come in and have to buy jock straps, and I'd have to help them.
Oh, I need a jock strap.
I mean, that's just like, so wait, so you're in high school, they're in high school, and you said you were like a hot chick in high school, right?
Well, I don't know if I was a hot chick, but I was cute. I don't know about hot.
Well, I bet some guys were going into just, I mean, I bet a high school boy talking to a pretty high school girl about jock straps is some kind of a...
Go in there and ask her about jock strap.
Yeah. There's Boner. It's Boner City in there. Was that the name of your dad's store, Boner City?
Yeah, you heard of us?
That's a good name for a jock strap store.
It is. You know, more than jock straps, but that place in town that even had them. So we didn't have a Walmart or anything until I was an adult.
Do these come in extra large?
I don't even know if my thing would fit in this cup. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Call your dad. I'm going to have to get mine specially made because you just don't have the size requirements that I have.
If you dated my best friend, I know that's not true.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. You and your friends sound like a lot of fun.
We are a lot of fun. We are a freaking barrel of monkeys.
So, we have a good time. Are your friends, are they also teachers, or you said you're friends with all your high school friends?
One of them is, she's a doctor. The other one, well, one of them is a teacher, and then a few other ones are principals. A lot of us went into education.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
Doctor friend, that's a good one to have, right? You guys are all constantly calling her.
She's a gynecologist.
So you guys all get together.
There's nothing sacred between me and my friends. And all our husbands knew that. And so it's like they know everything about my life. I know everything about their lives.
Yeah. And you have these like gynecological parties or something?
Oh,
or...
Jesus.
Well, you know, sometimes they start out with, can you look at this real quick for me?
Oh, my God.
Wow. And this is, so you guys are all just, all right, wait, not, yeah, I don't
you're
wanna,
to lose as a yeah, listener.
I know. I don't want to lose any. I don't want to lose your son as a listener.
Why did I let my mom do this? This was a mistake.
You're not going to play all this. You're going to edit, aren't
you? Yeah, we're going to edit most of it.
Yeah. No, not at all, probably. There, I just edited a little bit.
Okay, well, probably just change my name or something.
Okay, we could bleep your name out and your son's name.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because people will probably know who I am if they listen, if they're from my town.
I doubt that I doubt that'll be an issue.
Okay.
If they listen to, because if they listen to the podcast, they're not going to be uptight. And,
okay. I don't offend any LDS people with my rude comment. So I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't very nice of me.
What was the comment?
The Mormon. Oh, she didn't say anything bad about Mormons.
Oh, yeah. No, you just.
Mormons know who they are. They know what they're up to.
Yeah, yeah.
They're drinking their warm
milk.
They know
what they're
doing. They're drinking their warm milk.
And... Did you guys sell at your dad's jockstrap store? Did you sell that crazy underwear they have to wear?
No, you have to get that at a special store.
Come on down to the special underwear store. Mormon Larry.
We're not in the business of, we won't make you look like a jerk or anything. And I'll bleep out any kind of identifying information about you.
I mean, this is all about uplifting moms anyways.
Yeah.
This is time for moms to shine.
Yeah. And maybe we could check in with you again at some point.
Yeah, I'd love to. That's fine.
Well, thanks. Hold on, wait. I'll just... Well, thank you for letting us, for talking to us for so long.
Yeah, anytime. That was fun.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks. Have a good day. Happy New Year. It's not too late to say that.
Yep.
Okay, congratulations with your babies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Tonight.
Dave calls your mom. Dave calls your mom.
Mom.
Dave calls your mom.
We got fart on the line, baby. Where's my
what?
Fart?
Hey, guys.
Hey, fart.
My favorite guest, fart.
Oh, that's not true.
It is. You're up there with Mark Croach. You should be honored. Mark
what?
Croach is like the funniest guy ever.
What?
And Linda Underwear.
Crazy. Oh, Linda Underwear is pretty good, too.
Exactly.
So there, you're in the top three.
Fart, you've been making some calls on your own time here.
Dude, I've been trying to go through. I went some down the rabbit hole of... Did you ever get into the calling sex phone lines and shit like that?
Yes.
That was like early 90s kind of shit.
Oh, yeah, that's huge on the Bone Zone.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah,
talking about the Bone Zone.
Yeah,
yeah, you guys used to do that a lot.
We did it a ton.
You had, like, your own, like, a credit card for it or something.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's the whole point is I wanted to find the most fucked up ones, and I kept coming across this one website in San Francisco, and they had just the craziest themed calls. So this was like a shit humiliation type of thing, but these are really short. So back in the day, we just did like minute prank calls. But I'll start you off with that. This one's and we got like some fucked up vocal processor on this one. But let's see if this sounds okay.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, what are you doing?
What's up?
Not too much. What are you up to?
Oh, chilling.
Don't tell me. Why do you want to be humiliated?
Because I'm a pile of shit.
Say it again. Come on, pile of fucking shit. I want to hear you say it.
I'm a pile of shit.
Oh, you fucking pile of shit.
Pile of shit.
How big is your dick, pile of shit?
Sounds like she licked me better.
Come on now.
I'm gonna come like the Hulk.
Yeah, come on, do it.
So fucking stupid.
Did you come, bitch?
Think of the fucking most horrible thing you can say to me. Bring it.
That I can shit in your mouth and make you eat it and then bend you back and put your dick in your mouth and make you suck it.
I ain't gonna lie, but that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah?
Damn. You got a real fucked up mind, lady.
Really? Are you there, pile of shit?
That was the point of our fucking prickles. We would spend money to do that with these people. Why? I don't know. We were just probably smoking too much back then.
Well, it's fun.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's up to you to end it, though, because they'll never hang up. Although there was a lady who, back on the Bone Zone, we did a thing where there was one lady who's like, I can't do any incest. Or like, she was just like very... We said that we were like Randy and I were brothers, and our sister Melissa Villasenor was there, and we kept going like, okay, no, we're not brothers, we're just friends. She's like, okay, because I can't do that or whatever. And we're like, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, now I'm sucking my brother's dick or whatever. She's like, wait, I mean, no, we're not. We kept correcting
that's over
it.
The line.
There was a lady, yeah. Maybe. I feel like one lady hung up, but generally. Like, I had one of the last things I did with Richard Bain was call phone sex, where he said he was in the hospital with COVID and wanted to have phone sex one last time.
Aww. And,
that's a good dying wish.
Yeah, yeah. And then he died for real, like a month later.
Stupid ass.
Oh, no.
Shouldn't have done that.
Well, he killed himself. Took the self-checkout lane.
He shouldn't have done that.
He shouldn't have.
It's very annoying.
He shouldn't have
done that. In a weird way.
Well, speaking of, that leads me to my next prank. We call a grave digger.
Hello.
Name's Tug. I'm seeing if y'all do me a solid, and I have a rather strange request.
Okay.
We need you to come dig a grave for us.
Where at?
Having a fuck fest out here in the cemetery.
Where?
Right in the middle of having an orgy. We have some people that want to have sex underground in a coffin, and you got to bury them alive.
Say that one more time.
Is there any way you can come down here with a shovel, a couple fillers?
Sure, where you at?
But they can't be down there for too long now, right? But they're going to bring oxygen tanks and stuff like that, so they'll be able to breathe underground.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So if y'all can be here in the next 25, 30 minutes, I'll throw in an extra $50.
There you go.
And I'll let you drop a load off. Hell, you ain't never heard of such a bargain.
There you go. That sounds good. Who is it?
Name's Tug.
Tug?
Bet your ass. Fuck yeah. Get it, big dick.
All right.
That's me. That's Tug. I got a big pecker.
Sounds like it.
Bet your ass.
Where'd you get my number?
So if y'all be here next 25, 30.
This one glitched out the call at the end.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.